Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing, savvy people? This is your girl, Lorna B here. It's been a minute since I've talked to you. It's been a few days. I've been on vacation, went to the beach and just enjoyed myself. And if you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, I want you to look at the video of the ocean because I was just talking about how going to the beach, I know we go there to relax and have fun with our families and friends, but I couldn't help but think about God and how awesome God is and how He created everything. And I asked my husband, I said, baby, do you think people just come here and really don't think about God? And he was like, girl, stop. Okay, a lot of people just don't. I mean, they're just not there yet, or maybe they don't really know God, and maybe they really don't have a relationship with God. And I'm trying to tell you, the older you get, well, the older I'm getting, the more I'm truly, just loving the relationship I have with God and the communication that I'm able to share with Him and talk to Him and actually hear His voice. So at the beach in Florida, I really just standing there on the sand, letting the water, the waves rush up onto my feet. I couldn't help but feel the presence of God and looking up into the sky and the beautiful blue sky and seeing the beautiful bluish green water, right, Carrington? It was so beautiful. And I have Carrington here with me, and she just loved the beach as well, didn't you? She did. And so I was just made a video talking about how beautiful the ocean is and how beautiful the water is. And you see all the birds and the pelicans and the fish and all the people in the beautiful sand. And I couldn't help but think about God and how thankful and grateful I was to be there and share those moments with my family. So please check it out on Facebook and Instagram. If this is your first time listening to my podcast, I would like to say thank you and invite you to make this one of your favorites. And to let you know, I try my best to come on once a week. Sometimes it's a little bit longer, but once a week is my main goal. I'm a wife. I'm a mother of two awesome children. By day, I'm a teacher of life skills with adults with disabilities. Life skills such as cooking, cleaning, money management, communication, job readiness, shopping, filling out paperwork, how to buy a car, how to apply for an apartment, how to take care of yourself, health, fitness. I teach so many different things that I really believe starts at home. I also am available to go to different organizations and teach life skills as well. I'm a motivational speaker. I have this podcast. I post all the time on Facebook and Instagram. And I actually have a Savvyware now with a couple of t-shirts and coffee mugs. You can look that up on Teespring or go to my profile. So just hit me up if you would like for me to come and speak to your youth group or to your women's organization or to your school about life skills or about God. Hey, it's all about God. And you'll see that we put a hashtag Mo on everything. Mo God, more work, more faith, more health, more wealth, more fit. More love, more jobs, more doing, more blessings, mo. And I always say, if you want mo, you have to do mo. So please check that out. Really quickly, I'm about to take a walk, and it's not going to be a walk outside because if you check out my page, I love fitness, and I recently just had my checkup. And I ask a lot of my savvy people, have you had your checkup lately? Which was a checkup, like checking your sugar, your glucose, checking your cholesterol, your blood pressure. The good and bad cholesterol. So it was a very good check. And it's so simple. Of course, checking your heart and things like that. But the blood work is the easiest part. And that's all they do. They prick your finger and they take some valves. I think she took about 3 valves of blood and they run it and check it. And I was so thankful and so blessed. And the nurse practitioner was like, what are you doing? Your numbers are like great. And I was just like, praise God. This past year, I've really, really cut back on sugar. I have really been trying to walk almost every day, no matter what, rain, sleet, or snow, because I'm walking in the house. And that's what I want to encourage you today. Today, I'm just going to do, because we have a wedding to go to at 3 o'clock. We just came back from Florida yesterday evening. So I'm really, really running, getting clothes washed and putting things up. Anybody knows me and know how I like to have my house in order. So we've been busy doing that, but at the same time, I exercised on my vacation. That's the number one. Don't stop exercising just because you're on vacation off work. Don't stop. And so now I was just telling Carrington before we get our showers and get our clothes on for the wedding, I'm gonna do a quick mile or two, which only take 15 to 18 minutes. And what I do is just pull it up on my little TV in the kitchen. And it's you two walk a mile, and all types of videos come up, and you can walk 1 mile in like 15 minutes, 2 miles in 18 to 20 minutes, 3 miles in 30 minutes, which I'm gonna do 1 to 2 miles today. And I promise you, 1 or 2 miles a day will keep the doctor away. It's amazing. It helps me to maintain my weight. It has my numbers good, my pressure's good, cholesterol's good, glucose, you know, your blood sugar is good. And then I'm drinking lots of water. Like I said, cut back on the sugar. Try to get vegetables and fruits in daily. And then just eating by moderation. No, I'm not a nutritionist. No, I'm not a health guru. But some things is just common sense. If you cut your portions down, you watch your calorie intake, you drink lots of water, and you hashtag keep it moving, you're going to feel better. Your numbers are going to be better. You're going to be healthier. Like I told my husband, I felt so good in my swimsuits this past vacation. And of course, it's not about just looking good, but it's about being healthy, feeling good about yourself. You're not doing it for anybody. I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm not doing it for my husband. I am doing it to be around my children, to be with them for a long time, and to be with my future grandchildren. But that's the kicker. You just are looking good. You're feeling good, but you're healthy, and the numbers don't lie. So I want to challenge you today to try to get your exercise on, your MoFit on, 3 to 4 times a week. A mile or two a day will keep the doctor and the meds away. I'm going to get off here so I can squeeze it in so we can get to the wedding on time. I love you, but most of all, God loves you. Just continue to work hard to just be a better you. My sister and I was talking this morning. When you become a Christian, when you accept Christ in your life, you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. The only perfect one was Jesus Christ. And that's why God sent Jesus, because he knew we were not going to be perfect. So his blood wipes away our sins and he gives us grace and mercy. But the point is to try to strive to be the best you can be. You're not going to be like your sister, your brother, your dad, your mother, your best friend. Be the best you can be. And that's all God wants of you. But I want to encourage you as well to read your word, to focus on a few verses a day, to pray daily throughout the day, and just try to treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's what kindness, love, and respect. And just watch how much, and just look at the bright picture, look at the bigger picture. One thing that I love that Dr. Mike Moore said, he's the pastor at Faith Chapel where me and my kids attend, we major on the minor. Let's stop majoring on the minor, okay? Let's focus on the major, okay? Majoring on the minor is not going to get you anywhere but stressed out and wild and crazy. Let's focus on the good and the positive, and let's put positive things out there. We reap what we sow. So I'm going to get off here. I'm encouraging you to get to moving, to start walking, exercising, going to the gym, swimming, aerobics, Zumba, whatever you like to do. Find what works for you, but hashtag keep it moving. Please continue to check me out on Facebook and Instagram as well as this podcast. And if you want one of those t-shirts, just check out my profile and hit the links in at Teespring at SavvyWear, and have a Mo Blessings type of day. And I know a lot of people are off this week coming up for 4th of July. Be safe. Mo travels, Mo fun, Mo living, Mo blessings. Lorna B. Peace.